We're back on the program after another National Signing Day on Wednesday. Every player deciding, making his choice where he was going to go. The top story of the day, though, was Cyrus Quandro deciding between Alabama, Auburn, and apparently Iowa and New Mexico as well. He said on national television that he was going to Auburn and then changed after that and never mailed in his letter of intent that he was going to sign and go with Auburn officially. And to discuss this, we have Andrew Bone of Scout.com with us now. Andrew, what is the latest? What are you hearing, anything in the last few hours about this story?
Well, the very latest right now with Cyrus Quandro is that he will not make a decision today. A lot of people were speculating and hoping that a decision would come today, but he's decided to wait. He's going to talk it over with his family this weekend. And, we may know something on Monday, but as of right now, he has not made a final decision. Now, he told us yesterday at Scout.com that right now he is still committed to Auburn.
Okay.
But, I don't think that really means anything until he signs that letter of intent.
Well, if you had to make a guess about when the decision might come down, what would that be?
My best guess is Monday. I think the family, I think even Cyrus is ready to get this thing over with. I think his coaches are ready for this to happen, and I'm sure both Alabama and Auburn are ready for this to happen one way or the other. But I think we'll probably hear something on Monday.
Granted, he said he's still committed to Auburn, but you've done this for a while. You understand how it works. What do you think? What is that a good sign for Alabama or Auburn that he's waiting this long? And who do you think has the edge right now?
Well, I think you'd have to go with Alabama. Both Cyrus and his family are just trying to figure out, what's going to be the best situation for him. Where can they agree on? And is that school going to be Alabama or is that school going to be Auburn? But I don't think his parents have had much contact with Auburn. I don't think they know any of the Auburn coaches really well. I know they know the Alabama coaches, even though they didn't go on the official visit down there. They've been around the Alabama coaches before, and they're familiar with them. I just don't think they're familiar with the Auburn coaches at all.
Yeah, and his brother Ari, of course, plays for Alabama. How much has that influenced the situation?
It could influence him a little bit. Of course, Cyrus told me from day one that it wasn't going to influence his decision at all. That he wants to do his own thing. But I think Ari wants him at Alabama with him, playing with him, and I think that they probably have talked since Wednesday. I'm sure they have, and I'm sure Ari's probably been telling him that do what you want, but I want you here at Alabama with me.
Stepping outside of that particular situation for just a moment, how would you assess the class that Alabama brought in this year? A very good class, and of course, Jadeveon Clowney and Cyrus Quandro still out there. Just give us your overall thoughts on the class.
Well, overall, I think the class is fantastic. Alabama hit a lot of their needs, especially on the defensive line. Getting a couple guys from junior college that will come in the spring and participate. Quentin Dial and Jesse Williams, I think those were two huge gets for Alabama. Of course, Quentin Dial is the guy who re-signed with Alabama, and then I think they did a great job in the secondary, especially with the top safety in the country, Hashawn Clinton Dix. I think that was a number one priority for the coaching staff this year, getting a top flight safety. That's a kind of a game changer back there. And after losing out on Keenan Allen last year to Cal, I think they really, really emphasized getting an elite safety prospect, and they got one with Hashawn Clinton Dix.
This is a question that I get asked by many people, and I don't have an answer. I was going to ask you. You're affiliated with Scout.com. Scout has Alabama right now, of course, with the two prospects still out there, ranked seventh, and then other services have Alabama ranked much higher. Why is that?
Well, it's just I've gotten that question a lot over the last couple of days. It's a difference in how people put together their rankings. We base our rankings off of the top 20 spot players in your recruiting class, whereas other recruiting services base it off the top 20 players in your recruiting class. And we kind of figure if you can bring in 25 players, why not rank all 25 players in that class? And then, of course, we also factor in your needs in that class, which is a big thing. And of course, you look at it, a lot of people question about the top 100, where you know, this school has three top 100 recruits, this school has nine top 100 recruits. What's the difference there? Well, the difference is we look at your top 300 recruits, the top five stars and four stars. How many recruits you have out of that top 300? And if you look at it, I know that Auburn's sitting at number one with Scout.com right now. Well, they have, I believe, 17 top 300 recruits, whereas the next closest one to them, Florida State, has 15.
Now, looking at the breakdowns, Bama's definitely lacked a dominating defensive tackle along the lines of a Mount Cody. You have the Jesse Williams and Quentin Dow coming in. How big an impact do you think those two guys who are already on campus will have coming into the next season?
Well, I definitely think those guys are going to have a huge impact on the team. I think there's a lot of high expectations for Jesse Williams, a guy who's originally from Australia, has spent 2 years at Arizona Western Junior College, had a really good career over there. I mean, 6'4.5", 320 pounds, and there's a lot of expectations. There's a lot of people hoping that he's going to make a similar impact to Terrence Cody coming in. And you know, one thing about the junior college rankings is, Quentin Dial and Jesse Williams are both, you know, in the top five overall junior college players in the country. But on Scout.com, the junior college rankings don't count as much as some of the other recruiting services' junior college rankings. I can't answer why, but I think a player who has 4 years, who's a four-star recruit, maybe the number 264 recruit in the country, but since he has 4 years to play in a college program, he's going to end up having more collective points than a player who's only going to have 2 years in a college program.
Which I suppose would also explain why Auburn would be number one, and they have zero junior college recruits this year. So Andrew Bone having a little trouble with his phone there, but pretty much got what we wanted to hear from him. And there's nothing really new on the Cyrus Kwanjo situation. And man, signing day coming down, what was a terrific day for Alabama and Auburn, the state of Alabama, after two straight national championships, doing once again its magic.